Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes, it is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan live from the infield of Echo Park Speedway ahead of the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And we need to get a check on the tailgate at home. You guys just sent dugout with butter for the pork butt. Give us a meat check.
Whoa. First of all, and I gotta give our guy Steve a little. Yeah, I gotta give our guy Steve a little flack that does the rejoins. He's like, the morning shift's out there setting the mood at Echo Park's Pier. Whoa, Steve, calm down a little bit. But yes, we just did send our quote unquote on-site engineer Doug out to the grill to check the temp. He's giving me the thumbs up right now, says it's looking good. We tried the snake method this morning. Really last night, we kind of lit the fuse on the snake method on the Weber kettle last night, and everything seems to go according to the plan right now. So I feel like we're not even close to being the only ones in the infield right now with smoke rolling out of the rig.
No, and we've dubbed Doug our on-site engineer because, for one, he kind of takes over that role at our campsite where, hey, do you know about this? And then Mike, but I don't know, let's ask Doug. But in reality also is like he's a big NASCAR guy, and he grew up down the road from where Larry Mack grew up and was at, who would join us, Larry McReynolds, who would join us. And I was like, he's like, man, you think I can be in the room? And I said, I'm going to introduce you to him as our engineer.
Yeah, obviously, Larry Mack joining us coming up in just under 20 minutes. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's part of the TNT broadcast, obviously, that starts this weekend. I want to get his thoughts on the NASCAR in-season bracket challenge that's kicking off. And obviously, so many stories. This is a guy who won the Daytona 500 with Dale Earnhardt, with Davey Allison as well, I think back in 92 when Davey Allison won. So he has seen a lot of things here at Echo Park Speedway throughout NASCAR, obviously previously Atlanta Motor Speedway, and all the way back to when it was Atlanta International Raceway. So we'll kick the tires on everything for him and get a vibe check for what he's feeling.
Allie, I know it's your 2-month anniversary.
It is.
And we're happy to have you.
And you guys missed my birthday yesterday. But I can't go any further in this show, being at Echo Park Speedway, for the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart, while sitting in a Camper Zen RV in the infield here, without telling everyone that 35 years ago, on this day, Days of Thunder was released.
There you go.
Wow.
So I think that's just very important to put out there.
You know what I also just thought about? Larry McReynolds, well, as I'm giving the Larry McReynolds rundown, he's also in my son's favorite movie, which Bo got right yesterday during the trivia. He's in Cars. Remember he made a cameo in the movie Cars.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I never seen Cars.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue. You're going to have
Pork
to figure
chop
that
will
out.
Fix that.
I'm willing to watch it.
Yeah. You know, true underdog story. And also, ka-chow. If you guys are hearing the horns in the background, that's because the hauler parade. Yeah, ka-chow. That's because the hauler parade is rolling in. So all the NASCAR Cup haulers are bringing their cars in right now. You can hear the air horns blowing in the background. It sounds like a train, honestly, going right behind us in the rig. So, yeah, obviously the vibes are high down here. And I will say this before we go any further, Allie. We just talked to Tyler Head here with Echo Park Speedway. He says that this crowd is going to be massive. He said if you have not gotten your tickets yet, that if you don't get them in the next few hours, you probably will not have tickets to this race this weekend, the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. So love to hear it. He's thinking, they are thinking, biggest crowd in over a decade here at Echo Park Speedway, which the racing has been great. I'm not shocked by that because it's a lot of fun down here. Cool track to come visit, and obviously very fan-friendly.
Man, lock in those tickets because Tyler's thinking it could be a sellout. Isn't Tyler the best? I mean, the best. He's giving us everything, like basically the keys to Echo Park Speedway.
I pinched myself yesterday when I got here. I was like, I don't know how I wound up here. And I've played in very big games, obviously football-wise, but I have passions that are baseball and NASCAR and other sports. And I'm like, I don't know how I wound up in this situation. Well, like, I don't know what I did in a previous life that led me to this situation where I'm here in the infield and Tyler's bringing us donuts in the morning and yeah. saying, hey, thanks.
As much as I want to give Tyler all the credit in the world because he is an incredible job, but he has got strict orders from the big man, Brandon Hutchinson.
Yes.
and he said, make those boys happy. I'm like, oh, that's what I like to hear. Let's go. Right. Tyler, I'm gonna need more resources over here.
Well, Brandon, I'm happy to report to Brandon Hutchinson. We are happy, buddy. I promise you.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got to get with Dustin as well and say, hey, what time do I need to be there for the driver's
here
meeting?
We go.
Goodness.
What? Okay.
Hey, real quick, we got to move on. We're going to get to a mic'd up. Fair or foul is coming up. But real quick, I do want to mention the Atlanta Braves announced yesterday that Ronald Acuna Jr. is moving on to phase two of the All-Star ballot. So we got to vote. At the end of all this, do you think he'll be the only Brave, or are we going to get a few more in there?
I think Chris Sale will get named, but will be replaced. Kind of an honorary thing. But he could be the only Brave actually competing, which is unfortunate to say the least.
No, it stinks, man. Because when this game was announced, you're like, oh yeah, this is gonna be awesome. The Braves are great, this, that, and the other. And then, you know, you go from 8 All Stars 2 years ago to now you're wondering about the one.
We'll get those votes out. We want to make sure that Ronald is there. We want to get some more Braves in there as well. But right now, it's time for Mike and Bo to duke it out.
And as a reminder, before you head down to Echo Park Speedway, make sure you swing by my friends at Buffalo's Cafe. Today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Buffalo's Cafe, always fair. Always fair.
I hope you guys are ready for a hefty debate today. Fair or foul? With you out at Echo Park Speedway this weekend, your wife is having the time of her life at home. Fair or foul? Mike, you start.
This is going to be an interesting dynamic here because my kids are in the state of Florida with their grandparents. My wife is at home, and it is the most fair thing I might have ever answered in the 2+ year history of the show. My wife right now is having the time of her life. She's probably chin towards the sky. Just don't even know what's going on right now. She's sleeping so hard. I bet she's averaging 10 hours a night for the next couple of days.
I don't know if it's as fair for me. I think it's fair that she probably my wife loves me. She has to. That's the only reason she could be with me. But I think she does miss me. But I think she's probably enjoying a little bit of quiet time. But then again, there's not a lot of quiet time with an 11-week-old. So I think remember when Rob Tribble used to fill in, he'd be like, "That's okay." I think it's okay because I don't want to say it's
fine.
Either.
He'd say fair or foul. He'd always have fine. I'm like, "No, Rob, there's no fine."
I gotta go with a Tribble and be fine. Sorry, I don't know. I don't know because that's a tough question. Allie being diabolical with that one.
We'll move on to the next one then. Fair or foul? There will be more backwards hats worn at the Quaker State 400 than with the bill up front. Bo, you start this one.
I'm going to say foul. I think maybe in our campsite we might have a couple of backwards, but I think overall it's probably foul.
I think it's foul. Just taking a quick head count here, Doug's is facing forward, Bo's is facing forwards, mine's facing backwards. So.
Mine rotates, so I go back and forth.
It's all depending on what kind of mood Bo's in, you know what I mean? The hoodie up, hoodie down, I don't know. You never know what you're going to get. So, yeah, I'm going to say it's foul.
Accurate.
Just there are some old school guys here that believe in having it forward, and that's fine. But, you know, mine's backwards right now. But I think most of them be fine.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Facing forward.
You guys cancel each other out right now. So this week, Richard Lovelady was called up by the Mets. He made headlines when he asked to be called Dickie Lovelady. So fair or foul? Cal Raleigh's nickname, Big Dumper, is worse than Kevin Durant's Slim Reaper.
I like Big Dumper.
You do?
Yeah, Big Dumper. I don't know. I like nicknames that are unique. I love nicknames that are unique. So, yeah, I don't know. I think the Slim Reaper is fine. It's fine. Maybe it's just because my overall feeling towards Kevin Durant, I'm like, he's fine. He's a good basketball player. I don't know that I love him as a person. So, yeah, it's fine. I like Big Dumper.
I'm a Slim Reaper guy all the way as far as nickname.
Interesting.
Now, I have grown to somewhat dislike Kevin Durant's antics. Especially how he's very – he played this game of passive aggressive – on social media with his burner account, and now he just does it regular on his regular account, which I'm fine with, but he's very sensitive, and I don't like that part. But the nickname, I mean, like, before you knew he had a burner account or anything, I was like, dude, that's Slim Reaper. Like, that nickname is tight, because that dude would just put lights out on you, and I love watching him play the way he plays. So I'm Big Dumper. I mean, I don't even know what to think of that. Like, what where are you going with that, big dude? All right, so I'm good. Slim Reaper all the way.
All right, fair or foul, with the way things have been going, in the next 10 years, the Super Bowl will be on a streaming service exclusively. Fair or foul?
That's fair with capital letters. It's not even a question, I think, at this point. They have playoff games exclusively on streaming devices. In fact, I think it was two playoffs or you know, in the 23 playoffs. Not only my mom and dad were using one of my streaming accounts, not only was I using my streaming account at my neighbor's house to watch the game, but his dad, who lives somewhere else, was borrowing my streaming account too. So that's how ridiculous it can be. But yeah, it's absolutely fair.
I'm gonna say that it's foul, but if you widen it out to 20 years, I'd say it was fair. And I think it's a good question right now, Allie, because this NASCAR season, obviously we're at Echo Park Speedway. NASCAR for this 10 race stretch right here in the middle of the year went streaming only this year. So TNT obviously starting their broadcast run today, but a lot of NASCAR fans didn't like it. The numbers have been really good, though, and I think it's almost experiment in terms of what the future of sports broadcasting is.
All right, fair or foul, combined, the morning shift will clear over 100 beers at Echo Park Speedway this weekend. If you want some quick math on this, it's going to be about 72 hours. If it was just the two of you, that would be 0.7 beers per hour.
Hold
on.
I don't want this to be fair,
hold on,
but I think it is.
Can we talk about something real quick?
Sure.
The last time we were here, Dylan did fair or foul.
I was legit about to bring this up.
And Dylan was like, fair or foul combined, you have like 30 beers. And I was like, what?
Is that even like, a real question?
They're like, we might drink 30 beers today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Allie's number is so much, like,
so much better.
I almost feel challenged.
Yes.
I'm like,
that's what I said. I don't want it to be true, but I feel like it definitely is.
When we went, my buddy Gardner is on his way down, and him and I went to Daytona. The first time we went to Daytona, and we were at the Xfinity race, and we were with a group, and we were riding back, and we stopped by Hooters. And I'm not a big dude, as you guys know. And they were like, we saw the 50 wing deal, and we're like, let's do it. And people were like, you can't eat 50 wings. And we literally, I was like, I'll eat 25 right now. Let's go. And we did it, and they were like, dude, what's wrong with y'all?
All right, we're going to get
– so I feel challenged. Well, so it's fair. We're going
to
do it.
Keep a tally. Keep a tally or count the beer cans, whatever you need to do. We have one more real quick because you both need to answer fair to this really fast. Fair or foul, you are going to do something very nice for your wife when you get home after being away all weekend.
Whoa. Pause? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do something nice for her. I'm going to finish the DIY project in the bathroom. That's exactly what she'll be asking of me.
Fair. I would like to stay married, so I'm definitely going to do something. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, like, my wife deserves a little bit something nice after, you know, being away for 3 nights.
Hey, I got one more before we go to break, Allie.
Yeah.
Fair foul, slides with no socks in a professional setting.
Ooh.
I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody.
Foul.
I'm just saying that.
Foul.
In a professional setting?
Is this a professional setting? I'm in my RV.
I'm looking at some Frodo toes right now. I'm just throwing that out there.
Allie,
not to pull the curtain back.
Allie, straight up serious question, and I'm on. I want your real answer. Should I Should I put on shoes, some socks for Larry Mack?
Yes.
For the dudes that you admire that are coming in the RV, yes.
Yeah, but I wouldn't raw dog this, bro.
I thought for the first 2 hours of the show, I kept thinking, all right, he's going to put on socks at any point now.
I'm telling you.
And here we are at 8 o'clock.
All right, well, I got to go put on shoes and I'll be back.
I met a country artist one time. He was wearing socks with slides. And that is the first thing I think of every time I see this country artist is how I met him in those slides. So go put on some shoes because coming up, we have Larry Mack, Fox NASCAR analyst, jumping in the RV with the morning shift. Mike and Bo are going to pepper him with NASCAR questions. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.